Do you kind of already have a site picked out on where it would be built on that property? Would it be close to the septic, obviously, or would it be?
Yeah, I believe he said he was going to build it. It's just, I'm showing.
Yeah, so Brandon, it's going to sit right in here.
Going to use essentially the existing building site.
He signed up.
Where's the current septic system at that location?
He's home. Sam, I was going to ask if he signed up.
Oh,
great.
So septic and water both are down?
Yes,
by
they're there.
Without looking at the terrain, does it, will it have fall?
It's not going to have fall.
Scott, I know when you're building, you have to get a building permit to be legal. When he gets the building permit, do they have to go in, if the septic tank and everything is already there, is that inspected?
So when we have somebody come in for a structure permit, we will, and they say they're going to hook to existing, we'll just do our little bit of research, but I refer them to our environmental services to do an evaluation of the site, any information the applicant can provide. The system will be sized off the number of bedrooms. So if you have X amount of bedrooms, it's going to have to be so big of a tank. I mean, with that many, how many bedrooms?
I think it's going to be six total.
Six, so you're looking at a 1,500-gallon tank minimum. So we would not issue a building permit until there was some kind of septic permit in place. Not to say, I mean, I have no idea what type of system's there, but environmental services would have to look it over and give the okay that it, this structure is okay to hook to existing. Or put in a new system or expand the system to meet the requirements of the number of bedrooms.
But it'd be approved at the time?
Uh-huh, yes.
Anything else, ma'am? Okay. Thanks, sir.
Thank you.
Is there any further discussion the commission would like to have before moving forward? To a vote or any further discussion?
No discussion.
No? Okay. You ready to close the public hearing?
Nobody else had anything to say?
Yeah. Is there any other discussion that would like to be had before we close the public hearing? Sir? Have you signed up? Yeah.
I have.
Okay.
My name is Daniel Chin. I live on 1189 Newport Road. I've lived there for nearly 15 years. And I just wanted to be, I know you're interested in the facts, so I want you to know this fact. All the neighbors that are here have had conversations directly with Raj. They've been friendly conversations. And we have tried to persuade him to do something other than a duplex on this piece of property. And he has been unwilling to listen to all of our arguments and the reasons we oppose it. So I just want that to be known, that we have tried to do this on our own in friendly ways. Secondly, I want to remind you that the Planning and Zoning Board did reject this proposal 7-1. Finally, the petition that they gave you for the, had the signatures that are in favor of this project, I would look at those closely because all the signatures that we gave you from the petition from our side are actual people who live on Newport Road. Where these other names come from, I have no idea where they live, but they don't live on Newport Road. So I just want you to be aware of that. Thank you.
Thank you.
was looking at that to see. And I was trying to compare if any of the names were off of the other list.
They're not.
Those are everyone that's on Bristol and on Emory Creek side within that 1 mile radius.
These are forms that you guys have both created, though, correct?
Yes.
These aren't official county forms.
No.
I just wanted to state that for the record as well. So as much as I appreciate the opinions, I do appreciate the opinions on both sides. But it's not an official document that has to be filled out for the petition.
Anything else before we move forward?
So the R2, the duplex.
So we're still open.
Yeah, we're still in the public hearing.
Yeah,
so we can close the public hearing and have discussion.
I was asking what.
I was just going. It was for Scott. The R2, the duplex, is simply I can rent it out, but I cannot rent it out as nightly rental. I can have
correct.
A rental.
We have
there. Definition. It must be there in 30 days.
We have a definition for duplex. So duplex is the use of a single lot or parcel for two dwelling units contained within a single building other than a mobile home. And you're correct, it'd have to be 30 plus days rental, no nightly rentals allowed without the permit.
But both sides could be rented out. It's a duplex, so I would not have to live in either side. I could rent both sides out as long as they were 30 days or longer.
Right. Any other questions?
That's all.
Okay. If you guys are ready to move to a vote, I'll close the public hearing if that is satisfactory. At this time, I'll end the public hearing on this order, and we'll move to a vote.
Any other discussion?
Any discussion, ma'am?
No.
We're moving forward.
Move to approve order number 1-16-2024-01, changing it from A1 to R2.
So I have a motion on here to approve for the R2 rezone. Do I have a second? I will second the motion. I believe that is a proper fit for the area. I mean, I don't see the negative of it. So with that being said, I'll second. All in favor? Motion? Aye.
Nay.
Nay. Any opposed with... with nay. All right. Motion carries.
Okay, ready for your next order?
We are. We are ready for...
This will be order number 02-20-2024-01. So on February the 12th, 2024, the Planning Commission failed to pass a motion recommending to the county Commission to approve the rezone request of Lot 7, which is part of parcel number 03-8.0-27 2022-00-021-001.004 at Taneyville. The existing property is zoned R1, single family residential district. The rezoning request is for C1, neighborhood commercial district. So turning our attention to the screen. All the structures in this area, of course, is the village of Taneyville. We've got the parcel highlighted. So the charcoal color, of course, is our incorporated areas of the county. The yellow's R1, again, white's A1. Then we have some MH1 for mobile home park. So James Street is the access that's being used to this parcel, and it is a vacated road right-of-way that is now a private easement. There's actually a public right-of-way that has not been developed, and it's in the blue. So you have 2nd Street that hits A Street down to 3rd Street, but these are undeveloped road right-of-ways. And the parcel for the rezone is lot 7 only, not part of the vacated James Street. You have two subdivisions that were platted. You have Taneyville, and then you have the Taneyville First Edition. So you actually had 3rd Street and James Street that were platted right next to each other. James Street has been vacated. So here's a view looking back to the east at the start of James. Turn around and back, look to the west. There's the entrance. There's the subject's property. Here's a couple pictures of our public right-of-way that has not been developed. I don't know the exact location, but somewhere in this location is 2nd Street that goes east-west. And here's 3rd Street that goes east-west. And with that, I think your applicant's here, so I'll turn it over to them.
All right. At this time, I would ask if the applicant would like to come forth.
I'm Joyce Hansel.
I'm Alan Hansel.
Okay. Address?
That's 269 Winkle Creek Road, okay. Taneyville, Missouri.
Okay.
It's been over a year ago we started this, and I wanted to do everything right. So I come seeing Scott. He come out. He looked at the property. I told him what I was doing off the bat. I was going to have an auction house. He said, oh, it looks great. He gave me the permits. We built the building. We got it finished. We went and got a merchant's license, I guess you call it. Merchant's license, because everybody knew what we was doing there. Everything just went on. We had our option for about 5.5 months now. We've been doing the auction. And all of a sudden, this comes up that somebody...
We have to rezone.
Rezone. Needed one of his rezone.
So we're asking to get rezoned.
We asked to be rezoned. You know, planning is only, I guess, denied it. I think it's because of who's behind it, myself personally. But anyway, I wanted to know who filed the original paperwork on it, you know, to petition it, because I don't think the person that filed that actually lives there. I think he lives on the other side of town. Maybe not know that, but I talked to the people that live down there, building a new house down there. And they said they just got a letter, and that's how they found out about it. Which makes me believe somebody else other than in the area filed paperwork. We turned in a page and a half list to Scott and them the other night of people that was for it. Until these people here come forward here. Yesterday we talked to them. That's the first person I found against it. I can say we have it one night a week. Thursday night starts at 6, usually over by 9:30. We make sure the road's open, so everybody needs to go by there or anything. It's perfectly fine. I go out personally.
In case of ambulance.
In case of ambulance or something, they make sure no one parks on the road, either side. We're working on making more parking in the back, but with the mud right now, we can't get back there.
We're just trying to make revenue into it.
Yeah, we're just trying to bring a little revenue, have a little fun. A lot of people enjoy it. We've got a lot of following. You know, it's just camaraderie.